Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, good afternoon. I'm Emma McCarthy. At the end of the general audience today, Pope Benedict met with a delegation of Canadian Indigenous leaders to express his sorrow for the suffering caused to so many of their families and communities in the residential school system operated jointly by the government and religious organisations for over a century. Philippa Hitchin was there and has this report.
It wasn't just the Pope's words of sorrow and sympathy which brought genuine healing for those present at the audience. It was also his concrete gestures of blessing the sacred objects members of the delegation had brought for him. Eagle feathers, symbols of wisdom and courage, a quill box, beaded moccasins and blankets, as well as a Bible in their native tongue and a specially commissioned silver and turquoise cross. More than just a blessing, this action represented a vital recognition of a culture that for too long the Canadian church and people had attempted to simply stamp out.
The object was to try to what we called civilize or make them Europeans. But in doing that, of course, we had to insist that their culture was not very helpful. And as a matter of fact, we had other more pejorative ways of talking about their culture.
Archbishop James Weisgerber has been working for many years with leaders of the First Nations to try and promote healing for such traumatic experiences that affected up to 100,000 children from Indigenous communities. He says the Pope's expression of sorrow and support for all the victims of oppression and abuse suffered in these schools comes on the heels of similar statements from Catholic organisations in Canada. In his meeting with the First Nation leaders, the Pope not only prayed for healing, but also stressed that such acts of abuse cannot be tolerated in today's society. After the audience, Chief Phil Fontaine said the event marks an important step forward.
It's important that we give balance to the story. We can't deny that there was a lot of pain and suffering, and that innocent children, far too many, were harmed and abused. On the other side is all of the good and positive contributions by priests and sisters and brothers in terms of building a positive relationship with the First Nation community, ministering to our people, building hospitals and schools, preserving the Indigenous languages.
Pope Benedict also encouraged Canada's Indigenous peoples to move forward with renewed hope, a real challenge for many such communities still suffering the legacy of poverty, violence, suicide and substance abuse. The task facing the Catholic community now is to support the First Nations leaders as they try to build a future of hope in partnership with all the churches and people of Canada. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.